"This is Schuster Town itself," she said. "The image was recorded this morning. As you can see, there are three burnt-out buildings." Colin Rexrue sat up a little straighter behind his desk. "They had eye of trouble, too?"
"That's the curious thing," Candace Elford said. "Matthew Skinner never mentioned the fires, and he should have done. Fires like that are dangerous in those kinds of communities. The last routine satellite images we have of Schuster are 2 weeks old. The buildings were intact then."
"It's pushing coincidence a long way," Colin Rexrue said, half to himself.
"That's what my office thought," Candace Elford said. "So we started checking a little closer. The Land Allocation Office divided the Qualheim Territory up into three counties, Schuster, Midellen, and Russan, which between them now have 10 villages. We spotted burnt-out buildings in 6 of those villages, Aberdale, Schuster, Cayenne, Pamiers, Kilkey, and Midellen." She datavised more instructions. The screen started to run through the images of the villages her office had recorded that morning.
"Oh, Jesus," Colin Rexrue muttered. Some of the blackened timbers were still smoking.
"What's been happening up there?"
"First thing we asked, so we called up each of the village supervisors," Candace Elford said. "Cairns didn't answer. The other three said everything was fine, so we called up the villagers that didn't show any damage. Salkad, Gur, and Suttle didn't answer. Rassan's supervisor said they were all okay and nothing out of the ordinary was happening. They hadn't heard or seen anything from any of the other villages."
"What's your opinion?" Colin Rexrue asked. The chief sheriff turned back to the screens.
"One final piece of information. The satellite made 7 passes over the Qualheim counties today. Despite the shoddy images, at no time did we see anybody working in any of those fields, not in any of the 10 villages."
Terence Smith whistled as he sucked air through his teeth.
"Not good. There's no way you'd keep a colonist from his field, not on a day with weather like it has been up there. They're utterly dependent on those crops. The supervisors made it quite plain from the start, once they'd settled, they don't get any help from Durringham. They can't afford to leave the fields untended. Remember what happened in Arklow County?"
Colin Rexrue gave his aide an irritable look.
"Don't remind me. I accessed the files when I arrived."
He transferred his gaze to the screens and the image of Cairn Village. A black premonition was rising in his mind.
"So what are you telling me, Candace?"
"I know what it looks like," she said. "I just can't believe it, that's all. An Ivet revolt which has successfully taken control of the Qualheim counties, and in just 4 days, too.
There are over 6,000 colonists spread out in those counties," Terence Smith said. "Most of them have weapons and aren't afraid to use them. Against that, there are 186 Ivets, unarmed and unorganized, and without any form of reliable communication. Their Earth's junk, waster kids. If they could organize something like this, they would never be here in the first place."
"I know," she said. "That's why I said I don't believe it. But what else could it be? Someone from outside? Who?"
Colin Rexrue frowned. "Schuster's been a problem before."
"What?"
He trailed off, requesting a search through the files stored in his neural mnemonics.
"Ah, yes, the disappearing homestead families.
You remember, Terence? I sent a marshal up to investigate last year. Bloody great waste of money, that was."
"It was a waste of money from our point of view, because the marshal didn't find anything," Terence Smith said.
"That in itself was unusual. Those marshals are good, which means either it was a genuine case of some animal carrying the families away, or some unknown group who was responsible and managed to cover their tracks to such an extent it fooled both the local supervisor and the marshal. If it was an organized raid, then the perpetrators were at least the equal of our marshal."
"So?" Colin Rexrue asked.
"So now we have another event, originating in the same county, that would be hard to explain away in terms of an Ivet revolt. Certainly the scale of the trouble argues against it being the Ivets by themselves. But an external group taking over the Qualheim counties would fit the facts we have."
"We've only a second-hand report that it was the Iverts anyway," Colin Rexroth said, pondering the unwelcome idea.